AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Families are beginning the sad task of identifying the dead in the crash of a Russian passenger plane. The plane went down in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula on Saturday. Our Natalia Vasilyeva reports from Moscow.
A total of 140 bodies have been brought from Egypt to St. Petersburg, and that 10 of them have been identified by Tuesday morning. They're expecting another government plane to bring more bodies later on Tuesday.
Experts say the plane could have been brought down by any of a number of things, including a bomb, equipment failure, even an error by the crew. The U.S. Embassy is warning its staff not to travel anywhere in the Sinai Peninsula until investigators learn why this plane went down. We are learning more this morning about a financial scandal at the Vatican, allegations of waste, mismanagement, secrecy. A new book details it all with tales of greedy monsignors, even a professional-style break-in at the Vatican that the book alleges was an inside job. Our Nicole Winfield reports.
This is one of two books that are coming out in these days by two Italian journalists, and it's exposing, based on leaked documents, the continued culture of mismanagement that Pope Francis is trying to clean up.
TransCanada is asking the United States to suspend its review of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline project. The pipeline would run from Canada to Texas. Some who oppose the pipeline say TransCanada is just trying to delay the review, hoping a more sympathetic Republican administration will move into the White House in 2017 and approve it. It's looking more and more like the Obama administration would reject the permit application. China's president says his country's economy should see at least 6.5% growth in the next 5 years. China's economy is continuing to grow, but it's slowing down. This is AP Radio News. The death rate in this country has been falling for decades, but researchers have learned that the death rate has been steadily ticking up in one age group in particular. AP correspondent Mike Stobe reports Princeton University researchers have been taking a look at this.
They found that actually death rates have been ticking up in middle-aged whites, and that seems to be mainly due to drug overdoses and suicide.
They say the increase started in the late 1990s and is probably related to the increased availability around that time of certain prescription painkillers. And we've got word this morning of a tragedy overseas. An official in Nepal says an overcrowded bus carrying passengers inside and on its roof veered off a mountain road, killing 30 people. The bus rolled 500 feet down a slope. A government spokesman says the bus was packed with passengers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.